It's What's Not and What's Hot in the Markets with Randy Martinson. Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, it's something that we don't say a lot in this in our game, but I'd say Minneapolis wheat is the hot market right now. It is, last week in the short trading week we turned to be inverted in Minneapolis, whereas December has a premium over March. March has a premium over May. That's a signal that they want spring wheat, and of course, with the troubles we're seeing in production across the world, the need for quality wheat, and concerns even in the U.S. with our wheat, and the possibility of having a railroad strike and the needing to get the product to destinations ahead of that, I think that's really helping to support Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's kind of a sideways trading channel that we're in.
It is. I mean, right now, if you look at it, Minneapolis wheat's, in the middle upper end. You're looking at Chicago wheat. It's at the bottom. It's at actually close to contract lows. Kansas City's in the middle. Corn is in the middle. Soybeans are at the bottom end of their range.
The dollar moving lower, too. That should help our commodity prices, though, right?
It should. I mean, that is certainly one thing that is going to be beneficial towards us, especially, if we want to get competitive as far as the wheat market is concerned for exports. And even with corn and beans, as we're starting to see, Argentina is running another sale on their soybeans. They're trading it for U.S. dollars, so producers are likely going to start moving beans again in Argentina. But we're also seeing Brazil's a little bit cheaper, so we do need to get a little incentive to get back in to be the leader as far as exports are concerned.
What's not hot then?
There I would have to lean towards the energy sector, primarily, the crude oil. They're talking about, it's been four straight days of record number of COVID cases in China. The expectation of demand is dropping quite rapidly for, not only grains, soybeans, soybean oil, but also for energy and crude oil, seeing a lot of pressure as it breaks below $74.
Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.